嗨，各位亲爱的小伙伴，大家早上好，我是姚老师，欢迎来到今天这一期的英语口语每日养成。今天这一节目当中呢，我们来学习一段来自于《摩登家庭》第三季第十七集的英文台词。首先呢，一起来听一下今天的关键句。
But to be safe, I'll run him by the doctor.
But to be safe, I'll run him by the doctor. 不过保险起见，我得带他去看看医生。But to be safe, I'll run him by the doctor. But to be safe, I'll run him by the doctor. 那么在这样一段非常简短的英文台词当中呢，我们需要注意哪些发音技巧呢？就是开头的位置，当 but 和 to 放在一起呢，我们可以有一个非常自然的失去爆破的处理。那么你可以读成 but to, but to.
I'm back! Wouldn't you know I forgot my ding-dang sunglasses? Huh. Luke, could you give me a hand?
What were the chances that Phil had come back to apologize for all the game playing and have an open conversation with me about what I was feeling?
Okay, I got a bottle of fake blood out of the Halloween supplies. Put a dab on your finger, say you cut it, I say I need to run you by the doctor, easy trapeze. Got it?
See you on the other side, brother.
Just once, I would like Phil to have a little empathy. Give me some sense that he understands what women go through.
You feeling any better? Hate to see the whole team on the DL.
Oh, my finger!
I don't like the sound of that. I said a little bit.
Get the cap fell off. I decided just to go with it.
Okay, we gotta get you out the back.
God, what happened?
Oh, it's just a little cut, but to be safe, I'll run him by the doctor. Oh, no, they're so busy.
Where's the wound? We need to put pressure on it, right?
He's gonna be sick.
Oh, he needs a tourniquet. Where do I put it?
Stop, there is nothing wrong with him. Luke, what's going on?
I cut my finger. Dad?
How crazy is that? They were in my pocket the whole time. I'll see you.
Phil!
What is going on, Luke?
Dad stays the whole thing so we could go on the trapeze with that G3.
Why?
Because of this!You're all monster eating!
Luke, no!
Are you kidding me? Sorry, I know you told me not to say it, but I...
Phil, is this what you've been teaching our son? That women are some kind of unclean lepers that should be hidden away under sheets for a week? Do you have any idea how offensive that is?
I do, honey, and from the bottom of my heart, I am so scared.
Oh,
my.
今天节目当中呢，我们来学习一个短语。叫做 to be safe， 可以理解成为保险起见 ，as a precaution， 或者呢 ，in order to avoid potential problems， challenges， or risks。比如说，下面呢，我们来看一下这样的几个例子。第一个 ，I'm sure we'd have enough time to catch our flight if we got the 11 a.m. shuttle to the airport， but let's take the 10 a.m. one just to be safe。如果我们能坐上早晨十一点的那趟机场大巴，我们就有充裕的时间赶我们那趟飞机。但是保险起见，最好还是坐早晨十点那趟吧。I'm sure we'd have enough time to catch our flight if we got the 11 a.m. shuttle to the airport. But let's take the 10 a.m. one just to be safe. 下面呢，我们来看一下第二个例子。I know you've got food with you, but it's going to be a really long trip.So I packed some extra snacks to be safe. 我知道你准备了一些食物带着，但是路途确实很遥远，所以以防万一，我又多带了一些零食。I know you've got food with you, but it's going to be a really long trip. So I packed some extra snacks to be safe. 下面呢，我们来看一下最后这个例子。I set the alarm clock in our hotel room.But just to be safe, let's have the front desk give us a wake-up call too. 我在酒店房间里设置好了闹钟，但是以防万一，我们也让前台到点电话叫醒我们一下。I set the alarm clock in our hotel room, but just to be safe, Let's have the front desk give us a wake-up call too. 那么在今天节目的末尾呢，请各位同学呢尝试翻译一下句子，并留言在文章的留言区。我已经把这篇文章背下来了，保险起见，明天上课前我再复习一遍。我已经把这篇文章背下来了，保险起见，明天上课前我再复习一遍。那么这样一段话，你会如何去使用我们刚刚学习过的短语去造句呢？希望各位同学呢可以踊跃的发言。本期节目呢我们就先分享到这里，下周节目当中呢我们再会啦， See you.